Good evening, Richmond Hill family. Dr. Lisa said a lot, so I have a big act to follow. But I'm glad to be here this evening. I count it an honor to stand before you on this evening and share the word of the Lord. I'd like to thank the Eternal for this opportunity to stand before you to minister. Secondly, I'd like to thank Reverend Dr. Lisa Johnson for the opportunity to complete my field education internship here at Richmond Hill. These last 2 months have felt like it's been years. I've had the opportunity to be in training, spiritual direction, attend retreats, attend meetings to learn how things are ran. And it's been such a rich experience academically, as well as in my own personal spiritual development. Richmond Hill has stretched me. It has caused me to step out of the box, to see the world, to see people, to see ministry from a whole nother perspective and from a wider lens. So for Richmond, for that, I say thank you, Richmond Hill. you've heard the reading of the scripture of the text from 2 Corinthians 4:16 through 18. So I'm not going to read that again. My sermon is entitled, It's Not Too Heavy for God. One of the most powerful movies in history for me is Cinderella. I personally like the version played by Brandy. In the movie, she has to deal with her stepmother and her two evil stepsisters, Penelope and Minerva. Until her fairy godmother, played by the amazing Whitney Houston, steps in to change her life for one unforgettable night. Cinderella is given the chance of a lifetime to attend the ball where Prince Charles will be looking for his forever bride. Prior to this night, Cinderella's life has been full of trials and tribulations and being treated like the odd one of the family. Cinderella finds herself going through what can be identified as affliction and trauma. This evening, I wonder how many people present may have felt like Cinderella in this moment. Faced with the sight of heavy situations, trying situations, and uphill battles that make you feel like you're going through trauma. According to the American Psychological Association, quote, trauma is an emotional response to a terrible event like an accident, rape, natural disaster. Immediately after the event, shock and denial are typical. Longer-term reactions include unpredictable emotions, flashbacks, strained relationships, and even psychological symptoms like headaches and nausea, close quote. This is where we find ourselves in the text today. The Apostle Paul wrote the letter of 2 Corinthians in and around 55 through 56 AD. This letter was written to the church in Corinth, a city in Rome, in the Roman province of Achaia. It is believed that this letter was written shortly after Paul's first visit to Corinth, which was during a very difficult time. Paul had come to Corinth with the intent of building up the local church, but instead he encountered a great deal of opposition from the Jews and the local pagans. The Jews in the areas were not willing to accept Paul's message of the gospel, and the pagans were determined to follow their own traditions, beliefs, and practices. This opposition had caused a lot of conflict in the area, and many of the believers in the church were struggling to maintain their faith. In this context, Paul wrote 2 Corinthians to encourage the believers in Corinth to remain firm in their faith despite the strong opposition they were facing. At the heart of this letter is the passage of 2 Corinthians 4:16 through 18, which speaks of the hope and endurance that believers can have even in the midst of great suffering and trials. In this passage, Paul speaks of the perseverance of the believer in the face of adversity and how they are to remain steadfast in their faith. This passage of 2 Corinthians serves as a reminder to all believers that they can remain strong in their faith even in the midst of great difficulty and opposition. It speaks of the hope and courage that can be found in times of difficulty and how believers can maintain their faith and not give up and hope and trust in God. When we find ourselves Going through, we often look outside of ourselves. But the answer states in the scripture states in Colossians 1, 27 through 28, that Christ inside of us is the hope of glory. Therefore, we don't have to look outside of us. As we go through, never allow the weight to overtake you, because the hope which was inside of you will carry you. Hope has the ability to lift a burden, but you have to believe. Hope is a navigator that allows you to pivot in all situations and circumstances. Like the with the life of Cinderella, the challenge for every believer is finding the ability to maintain a level-headed composure in the face of challenges and oppositions. There are times in life when all you can do is be like Cinderella and declare, quote, in my own little corner, in my own little chair, I can be whatever I want to be, close quote. However, this can be hard when all you are faced with are afflictions that seem to have no end. For example, to be transparent, at this current time, I'm going through a very traumatic situation that shook me at my core. I wanted to run, hide, and disappear permanently. And that's just the truth. I felt overwhelmed. I didn't want to pray. I didn't want to hear God. I was going, you know, I didn't want anyone to tell me God was going to fix the situation. I just didn't want to hear that. I didn't want to say trust the, I didn't want to hear trust the process. I didn't want to hear any of that. I wanted to lay down, close my eyes, and you can imagine what the rest was. But I understand that I felt overwhelmed. But in the process of preparing this sermon, I realized that like Paul, I had Jews and pagans in my life that represented challenges and oppositions. And I realized it was too heavy for Rasia, but it's not too heavy for God. Within the context of this text, affliction is defined as a state of pain, distress, or grief. With this working definition, sometimes in life, it can be hard to see hope when you're buried by pain, distress, and grief. However, the interesting thing within the writing of 2 Corinthians 4, Paul compares the believer to a jar of clay. The weight of the clay jars vary. And the reality is, at any moment, they can be dropped and break. But they're designed to hold beautiful objects. Like a jar, God has designed you to put you on display. Although you run the risk of breaking, you have been created to survive under what may seem like heavy pressure and agonizing affliction. Sometimes the things we see as broken have no value. God sees, may have no value to us, but God sees them as treasures. Brokenness is the place of shaping and forming. It is at that place where we release the desire to be right, and we come low in humility and realize we can do nothing without the presence of God. There are times in our lives when challenges and trauma cause us to feel hopeless and stuck in dead-end situations. We feel like Cinderella, stuck in a place where the walls are caving in, and instead of being given a chance to catch a break, we're at a point of breakdown. I understand that I was at that place. When this happens, Paul has given us the assurance that our affliction, trauma, and challenges will not last forever. And even if they seem overwhelming to us, they are not too heavy for God. The weight of our situations, when we are in the midst of them, they seem heavy, overwhelming, and draining. But today, I've come with a simple reminder that the issue, the pain, the struggles, they're not too heavy for God. I want to suggest three movements, and I will be out of your way. First, we must remember we can't lose heart. It is important that we don't lose heart. Verse 16 states, quote, so we do not lose heart, even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day, close quote. Even though it looks bad on the outside, inwardly we're being made over and over, and God is stretching us. Stretching gives us the ability to hold the weight of glory. Consider this. When we go to the gym, before we exercise, the first thing they tell us to do is what?
Stretch.
Exactly. So stretching gives us the ability to hold that weight, but also the reason for this is to prepare us for the process we're about to endure. Stretching is a safeguard to prevent the internal damage to the muscles. Without stretching, we can become sore and have pain. We have all thought about quitting. I know I have. But Paul focused on our inner strength and getting it from the Holy Spirit. We can't give up because the inner work that cannot be seen is in process. Paul understood various aspects of hardship in ministry, being mistreated, being judged for his past, and the list goes on and on. Like Cinderella, there were moments when he had to focus on the majestic power of Christ to rescue him in the midst of this. He didn't lose heart, so we must remember not to lose hope. And secondly, we must remember that our trials are temporary. In verse 17, Paul calls the afflictions momentary and light. I would like to pause and remind you that despite how heavy the hurt may seem, it's not too heavy for God. Despite how heavy the sickness may feel, it's not that heavy for God. Additionally, the hope in this text is the fact that there's a guaranteed expiration date for the dilemma. It's momentary. I think about a situation in my life where I was battling in my health, and I was so frustrated. I was like, God, I can't handle this. I'm not going to be able to make it. And I thought about the scripture that said that God would not put more on you than you can bear. And I thought about that, and I started to process through that. And I got to a point where I was like, God, you got this. You're bigger than me. And that situation that could have been a big mountain, it was obsolete because my trust was in God. And something that could have been something that lasted a long time was just a moment when I changed my focus and my perception. So we must remember not to lose hope. We must remember that our trials are temporary. And finally, we must remember to focus on God. Verse 18 says, we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. We are encouraged to look not at what can be seen, because there's a chance that when we focus on our trials, when we focus on our hurts, or when we focus on what is wrong, our gaze will cause us to get stuck in our pain and dysfunction. The word promises in Isaiah that God will keep us in perfect peace when we keep our mind stayed on him. It says, trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is the rock eternal. Ayanna Vincent had a saying, quote, no matter what is going on in your life today, remember, it's only preparation. People come and go. Situations rise and fall. It's all preparation for better things. You must stretch, reach, and grow into your goodness. Without the preparation we receive through adversity, disappointment, confusion, and pain, we often do not appreciate the goodness when it arrives, close quote. If you recall the happy ever ending Cinderella, if you recall the happy ever ending of Cinderella, you remember that after all hardship, ridicule, deceitfulness, and jealous behavior of Cinderella's family members, eventually the king came looking for her. Everyone lied about being able to fit the slipper, but the breakthrough she needed came looking for her. I want to leave you with this hope that after the light affliction, we are promised the coming glory. I want to offer to you, the listener, this evening, to please don't lose hope or become consumed by small weights of affliction when there is a promised glory pursuing you. People of God, be encouraged, because in the midst of sickness, glory is coming. In the face of adversity, glory is coming. In the midst of struggles, glory is coming. Like the text says, it is a light affliction, and it's not too heavy for God. Take a deep breath and remember, don't lose heart. Remember, your trials are temporary. And finally, remember to stay focused on God, because our stuff is really not too heavy for God, and it will be worth the weight of glory that's coming after the storm.